Welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. You might be catching us on the Facebook stream, Facebook Live from the Devil's page, or streaming from the website, devilradio927.com. We thank you so much for tuning in each and every Saturday. We have Outside the Pizza Box coming up next, of course. Looking forward to talking with Pizza Box Mike here during the 12 o'clock hour. But as we continue on, I mean, thanks so much to Steve Starkey for taking time to talk to us about Outreach, the organization he's the executive director of, all the great work they're doing in our community and plan to continue to do, how it's grown, what it means. Really important work, really serious work at times, but such rewarding work to be doing and bringing up marginalized groups in our community. And that's just incredible. And it's Pride Month, folks. It is. Before I get into the next piece here, I did want to say a big thank you to our sponsors for this program, Evolution Financial and SUPEC, one of the best, and of course, Madison Water Utility as well, and their $100 toilet rebate that they have available to all water utility customers. It's out there. You just go to type in Mad Water or Madison Water Utility, and you can find out more about that offering to every Madison Water Utility customer, who'd like to put in a high-efficiency toilet. But I did mention SUPEC and Evolution Financial. Sue's the best. She's been on the show a couple times, and one of the really fun person to talk to. And if you have any sort of issue with your finances or you're even just budgeting, even looking at how do I maybe you're not looking at a bunch of investing, but you're looking, how can I save? How can I get to that next job opportunity that I'm looking for? What do I need to do to solidify myself there? Sue can help in all those areas. So reach out to her at evolutionfinplan.com. Okay, it's Pride Month. A lot of people are excited about that. And again, even the way Steve talked, a lot of things not able to happen in person this year that otherwise would. Still, some of them are taking place safely, and others, we're using the tools, we're using the technology to help us get the word out about Pride things at this point, activities. And so there are a lot of ways to participate. Again, some great resources were the Outreach resource that we just talked about. And their website, once again, is outreachmadisonlgbt.org. Also, Our Lives Magazine, great resource for that. If you go, we talked with Patrick Faribault a couple weeks ago, and Our Lives .com. You can find out more about them too, and so many other great resources right here in the Madison area. I was, we've talked in recent weeks on Sharp Elbows. We talked last week, actually, and you heard the show again today with Representative Lee Snodgrass about the GOP, our state GOP representatives putting in bills that are anti-trans, that are discriminatory against trans athletes. And what is that all about? And I was, really inspired to want to talk more about that. People have talked about it, but I had a friend who made a post right when all those things took place, right when the hearing took place. And trans people that wanted to participate in sports, what this meant to them to have this attack on them, basically, or these more discrimination against them when they've already had discrimination so much to this point in their lives. It's just another knock, another thing to take them down. And I had a friend that wrote this. I thought it was so well written on Facebook. I wanted to read it to you. He said, "To all the kids and adults who are trans, who heard athlete after athlete tell them yesterday that they don't want you. They don't speak for me. I see you. I respect you. And you belong in whatever spaces feel like home to you. You are always welcome in every space I am in. And my promise to you is that I will always use my privilege to defend your right to be here. You have every right to be in every space that I have the right to be in." Just going to let that sit for a second. Isn't this about equity? Isn't this about equal opportunity for people? It's just a little maddening to me that at this time there's so many things to deal with, right? So many issues that we need to work on and our government should be working on to improve things for the citizens of our state and our communities. And this is the thing they're pushing through? And for what reasoning? What is the reasoning? You know, Lee Snodgrass, Francesca Hong, Nada, they all talked about it last week. They know this bill isn't going to pass. They know this bill isn't really going anywhere. They just took it from the Montana bill and just threw it in Wisconsin. It was like, here, we're going to do this too, or put this legislation through too. But these are real people. This is taking more of an emotional toll on individuals who are already going through so much. I can't fully understand it, but I can empathize with it. But if you don't think being trans in our state, in our country, is difficult enough already, if you don't think that the student athletes who are choosing to participate in sports, even though they're trans, they're choosing to participate in sports. If you don't think that takes incredible bravery, and they have to overcome enough, a lot, just to participate, just to be involved, that's a quality human being. And in the world of sports, where things can be so competitive, people can lose perspective, all of those things take place, having quality human beings involved just makes it richer, makes it better. The other thing is, you know, parents bring up, it's a competitive disadvantage. The high majority of students participating in high school sports are not going to play past high school sports. That's the reality check for all parents and all students. I was one of them. Most of them, if they get to college sports, aren't going beyond that. It's just reality. Let people play. We'll be back after the break.